Pete Leander tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I don't know if it's just me, but sound mixing is all over the place these days. Action scenes are loud, dialogue is quiet. We watch with the captions so we don't have to keep turning the volume up and down.
Wow. No, I understand. I found this out a few years ago. It blew my mind. But I kind of get it. I know that a lot of people watch English TV or British TV with subtitles on. Now, it just blows my mind that you guys can't understand anything that anyone else is saying. And that's why I dumb it down for you a lot on the radio. And that's why you say I sound more English when I'm with my friends and family. I am, because I can talk normally. So, but when I'm talking to you lot, I have to be a little bit more understandable. Therefore, I slow it down.
Thanks for dumbing it down for us.
The first time I talked to you when you were in England, like on the phone, I just kind of was like, okay, yeah. All right, cool.
I'm going to circle back around to that, but there's some good tweets here. Chris with a K says, today for breakfast, I ate at Herbie Lane Cafe for lunch. I'm going to That's a Burger. And for dinner, I'm taking the wife to Armadillo Pint House.
Listen, I want more of these to keep coming. These are great.
I don't know if I should read this. I'm going to read it.
I think you should.
This weekend, we're going to Coochie Ho.
I'm going on Saturday, too. I'll see you there.
For sushi. That's what. Right. Serena G says, yes, red velvet is overrated, but can you put cream cheese frosting on a chocolate cake? Like,
why
for
not?
Real, I've never had it, can I? Red velvet is better with cream cheese frosting.
Everything's better with cream cheese frosting.
And Kayla says, extended antlers, ugh, I hate that I laugh so much. Also, I wonder if the Texas extended antlers legend Martin McConaughey will make an appearance. So we just saw Martin McConaughey. Nick and I went to a screening of The Gentlemen last night. Never been too much of a Guy Ritchie guy.
Ah, what?
I don't know. I don't dislike it. I see that he's good. And maybe it is some of the, like, I don't understand what all these people are saying that is bothering me. But yeah, I just never was like, he never grabbed me that much.
John, you always walk around with this much money in your skyrocket.
This movie grabbed me real good.
Use that language again, son. You wish you hadn't.
It is
so good.
It's great. Which Hugh is it? It's not the Jackman. Hugh Grant. He's tremendous in the movie.
His accent is not very good.
What are you doing? You haven't seen the movie.
I just watched the trailer.
And you're telling me now you can judge Hugh Laurie's performance? Hugh Grant's performance based on the trailer?
No, not his performance, but his accent. And you should be ashamed of yourself, Hugh Grant. You're from England.
Well, how's he supposed to talk?
Hugh Grant always talks like this. He's very much the Queen's English, as you would say. Like,
proper.
Very, very posh, yes. And now he's talking like that, and he's talking like a London gangster. It's really different. But if you ain't from there, you can't do it real good.
I don't think either of those sounded like the one what we saw last night. But
he was trying to do the second one, and he usually talks like the first one.
Colin Farrell has a small role in it, but he's freaking great.
Oh, my God.
Is he Irish, Colin Farrell?
And... yeah,
I can't.
Yes, he is. Like, I want no to. Idea. He's a. Not, there'll be no spoilers here, but Colin Farrell is a boxing coach, and I wanted to get just he and Conor McGregor to sit and talk about things. I just feel like that'd be fun. Matthew McConaughey, I like you, and I think you're great. But I will say that throughout the McConaissance, I don't know what it is, but there's part of me. And you know what? I know what it is. Sahara and Contact and whichever movie with Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, just like I've always sort of been like, you're not that great. You're not.
The Wedding Planner.
You don't just get good just like this. Last night, he's just in there doing McConaughey things. And I was like, this is great. I love watching McConaughey do McConaughey things. So I recommend it. Great deal. It is tremendous. See it when you can.
It's not out yet.
There's lots of English talking people in this movie. And
I believe you talk English as well.
There's a part where I just was like, it sort of struck me, and I was like, why are these people all so mean to each other? And not just with the everybody's a C word. Did you think I was a C word? I'm not no C word, all of that stuff.
But I had no idea the C word was that versatile.
You didn't know it had that many meanings?
No, meanings, but just like they combine
can use it
in combinations of things.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Here,
like the way you just use it, you think I'm a C word. That it means totally different than you're a C word, unless you're meaning it like the way.
I feel like people in England, they come out of the womb and that's like their first word. It's the C word.
It's not Katie, but it's one that we're taught to use well.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, there's a lot of people who just, if you look at things very superficially, like listen to this program and they're like, I love that show. Deb, I could just listen to her read the phone book. because the her accent sounds majestic or, you know, enticing, sexy, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible that after years and years and years of working with you, is it possible that I hear that accent and I'm like, that's a mean person? Because, hang on, I'm going to give you one exchange that happened between Matthew McConaughey's character and who plays his wife, Nick? Do you know who that is?
Michelle Doherty, Doherty.
Sure, that Dockery. Person. She's great. I don't know
She's
anything
about
her.
She's from Downton Abbey.
Yeah. But there's this one part where he surprises her at work, and she says, I'm going to do my version of the characters.
Are you doing accents
she
as
goes,
well?
She goes, oi, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God.
and then Matthew McConaughey, he follows up. Well, he's like, well, I just wanted to have some tea with my wife. And then she goes, and this is the part that I was like, why are you so mean? She goes, all right, go on then. Like, I was, she was just indicating for him
to make the tea.
Yeah,
well,
that's fine, make the tea. But
go
she just
then.
Goes, all right, go on then. And I was like, well,
I bet she went, go on then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she literally was like, go on, put a kettle on.
Do it again.
Go on, then.
That's exactly how she did it. And I was like, hey.
Well, what do you think? Are you going to... All right, I'll do her for a minute. Then what do you think? You're going to come to my work and tell me to go make you a cup of tea?
No.
Go on, then.
Your husband showed up and said, I just wanted to have a cup of tea with my wife.
Listen, number one, I don't trust your motives. You're not here just to have a cup of tea with me. There's something else going on.
She acted as if she was somehow inconvenienced, all right? As if, like, you know, somebody had to come into her house and check her pilot light. And she was like, what? All right, go on then. I'm like, this is your husband. First of all, you're married to Matthew McConaughey. Show some respect.
Get out.
And then he came to surprise you, just went and had some tea with you, and you're just like, all right, go on then.
Just start using that in your life. Go on then.
I was like, you know what?
When Nick says, do you want me to go get your clip? Just go, yeah, go on then.
I just thought,
you
know, it wasn't.
That doesn't seem like how you would talk to your Bubbleina.
It was not. No, absolutely not.
But I feel like you can't say it in an American accent. It just sounds weird.
Go
like,
on then.
Go on then.
Wait. All right. Hang on a sec. We'll play it out, Jason.
Yeah.
Hi, Jace, I just stopped by your other studio, your other show with Ed there over on the 99.7. I thought I'd come in and come in and see you and hang out for a bit, have some coffee.
You want some coffee? Go on then.
Oh, you ruined everything. I set you up for a spike.
What did you ask?
You ruin everything.
You want to share a beverage with me and Ed? Go on then. Vito, hold this camera for a second.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Well, one other movie observation from last night. I had Nick on my left, Bumbleina on my right. So double Jason Dick scholarship night, which is fine. It is my pleasure and honor to treat these guys. And
do you order two entrees, Nick?
Kinda.
Nah, it was fine. But it is not. So since I am dropping 100 pounds this year, I had water. But
you did sound extra sad when the server guy comes around and like asks me for my order, gets bumbling, and Jason's like, no, I'm good.
I was not sad. See, I think a lot of people would be like, oh, this sucks. I have to sit here and watch my friends eat these delicious foods. And in fact, no, I'm quite excited for you to eat delicious Alamo Drafthouse food. What I suppose is more difficult when I don't have my own order that I'm focusing on is seeing how terribly my friends are ordering. And I'm just like, oh.
That's just what they like.
Yeah, well, they should fix that up because, yeah, I hear Nick. He orders the Alamo cheeseburger, no tomatoes, and I'm like, "What the? Why no tomatoes? Extra ketchup on the side." And I was like, "Oh my God, Nick is gonna ruin this burger." That is a weird
sugar
thing. It's like I don't like tomatoes, but give me extra ketchup.
Well, ketchup is mainly sugar and vinegar.
Yeah.
I like the flavor, but you know, tomatoes don't taste like ketchup, like Dev said, and then also like. It's so weird because the outside of the tomato is kind of firm with the skin, but then the inside is just a mush, and it's a very wet vegetable.
I know a lot of people that have a weird texture thing about tomatoes.
Nick did not win the bad ordering game because then the man moves over to Bumbleina, who, and I know you're going to take this as some sort of like anti-vegan propaganda protest, but yeah, she just orders the Beyond Burger. From the
What's
vegan.
Your problem?
She's order a real burger.
Some people just like to eat not so heavily. Do you know how much more full you feel after eating meat?
That must have been the case, because once the lights come up at the end of the movie, she's taken 1.5 bites out of the Beyond Burger. She ate like no fries. Not complaining.
Here, guys, there's a not telling, just saying.
What do I want to say?
I did see it, and I kind of noticed it, and I was like, I would have eaten half of a Beyond Burger if
Or her fries if she wasn't going to eat them.
It's not a brag or a flex or anything, but Bumbleina has never paid for a meal for me.
Wow. Okay? Is she offered?
Probably, yeah, but I've always insisted. I'm like, look, Jason Dick's going to be all right. She is a, single mom trying to make it work.
Very nice.
Relatively recently.
I've never had a man say that about me.
Raising her.
Jealous.
She's raising her son without the assist of another parent. None of my business, none of your business. Probably shouldn't have said it anyway. I'm happy.
She's doing double duties, mom and dad.
Happy to pay all the time. It's no big deal. But once we've ordered the $16 Beyond Burger. The Alamo Draft House is close.
It's expensive.
What?
Yes.
It's out of control.
Yes.
Beyond Burger, not worth that.
It's out of control man.
It's more expensive than a regular meat burger. Yeah. And I'm like,
because you need technology. Racialist. Okay.
Yeah.
All you got to do is some slaughtering for the regular burger. This one needs technology, man. We order the $16 Beyond Burger. We go through 2 hours of consumption time. The lights come up. I see that. And I was like, do you want me to get you a box for that? And she just goes, no.
Oh my God, Jason, you created a monster.
I would have
You've spoiled her so much. She's like, no, because if I'm hungry tomorrow, you'll just buy me more food. I don't eat leftovers now.
I don't.
Yeah, you've done it.
It's fine. It's fine.
At one point, because when she was ordering this burger, she got it with no onions, which I just know. Jason is a no onions guy on his burger, and so I was trying to point out they had this cute little moment and just
about their burgers.
Yeah, Jason's like, "Well, she didn't order a burger."
God, you're a dick.
I just lobbed it up there, and you just spiked it down.
Would it be unacceptable as the the chairman of the Jason Dick Scholarship Program if I say yes, you guys are free to order money is no issue. Order as many things as, because Nick followed it up, got a dessert shake as well. I'm happy for my man to have a dessert shake.
Not bad.
But the executor of the scholarship fund say, what if I narrow the menu? I say there's only a couple of approved items because they're just, I don't know.
You're in charge of what you pay
for.
Wait,
hold on a second. A couple of approved items?
Okay, maybe there's just a couple of disapproved items.
Oh my God! You cannot be Jason Dick putting everyone on a scholarship who goes, accept that. You can have anything except that.
Isn't that how scholarships work? You can only spend your money on certain things?
Yeah. Exactly. That's a good point. You know, good point, Nick. Thank you.
Wow.
Well played. Punk rock physicist
Katie,
says...
Sorry, punk rock physicist. You just sit there and be mean and wait. Katie, as somebody who is on the Deb O'Keefe scholarship...
Yes, ma'am.
Have I ever put restrictions upon you?
No.
I say you eat as many crab legs as you want. You go back to
the
well. You want another mimosa?
Wasn't it all you can eat crab legs?
That's not the point.
Wow.
When we went to Alamo Draft House on Sunday, I said...
I got avocado toast.
Yeah,
it
whatever
was delicious.
You want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a cold brew.
Cold brew.
I didn't say no, Katie. Just stick with water.
As somebody who is kind of partially on the Deb O'Keefe scholarship, I'm still waiting for that movie ticket reimbursement.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
right.
Oh my God.
You're welcome for last night, Nick. You took my seat. I got you those tickets
That is not
it's
an
exactly
even.
It's exactly the same.
Jason took your tickets.
Exactly the same.
You asked for another extra one for me.
No, listen, you read the email. Jason got the plus one, and Nick, you were the extra one. So,
yeah, but that
you're
didn't
welcome.
Have anything to...
I emailed and got him that All plus right. one.
Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason and Deb says, shut up, Jason. You think a fried egg ruins a burger, so you don't get to shame Nick for not wanting tomato on.
You think
okay, fine.
That sounds amazing
I
to
don't,
me. I've never had it, but you just say it's too messy.
I mean, yeah, just adding a fried egg to anything.
No, a bowl
it
of
just makes
noodles?
It sloppy.
Like, a
it's
bowl
like,
of noodles look, you add a fried egg?
I'm not that nuts about fried eggs anyway. It's fine. But it just makes things messy. It's like, why don't you put a dollop of ice cream on top of everything? That'd be delicious, but all of a sudden...
What?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Hey,
yeah.
Sometimes
ice cream on a burger.
Just like a fried egg on a burger, life is messy. But that doesn't mean wow. we shouldn't enjoy it.
Are you writing like motivational wow. quotes for?
It's one of those little tarot
on the
calendars.
January 23rd. Well played, Katie.
Is that under the lid of your kombucha this morning?
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What's in the box?
Not till you give me.
What's
the
in the box?
All right, what's in the box, Deb?
What's in the box? Well, as I said last week, it was Amazon Prime Day, and I have Amazon Prime.
A vast
Prime.
Disappointment, if
yeah,
I
yeah,
recall,
yeah.
right?
Because everything that I looked at. Or everything that was on like the sale, I didn't care for. I didn't yeah. want it.
It was strange ass stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like denture cream.
Yeah, or like bulk laundry detergent.
Yeah, and wires for to connect your TV to a tape recorder.
Yeah, and they did have a deal on that Echo thing, but I have a little thing like that. I didn't need it. I don't really understand why that was so popular or such a. Mm. You guys know about the Echo thing?
No.
Well, anyway, it's nothing. It's whatever. It's like a little stereo Bluetooth thing, but it also talks to you. And can answer questions. It's kind of like Siri in speakers.
I don't trust it.
Nothing.
That's Skynet.
Nothing.
What?
That was echoing.
Because
so what's
called,
in the box, guys?
It's called Echo.
Oh.
Is this going somewhere?
Come on, See? Man.
So, I bought two things, one of which was my new handbag over there, which I really like. And then the second thing...
Burnt orange. I like a well-played young
burnt
lady.
Orange is brown.
Have you spilled anything in there yet?
Not yet. Okay. It's going to happen, though. But the best thing that I've ever bought on Amazon Prime is this guy.
Oh my god. Deb is wearing a
movie of the beaver.
A beaver hand puppet.
Hello.
Wait, that's how the beaver talks?
No, because you don't. I mean, wait,
can
hang on.
Can you fit
a
finger in there?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
How are you doing? Hi, guys.
I don't know what beavers do, but when I was a kid.
Hang on, they don't
this
talk.
This is the voice that you've designated for the
no,
beaver?
No, okay, so when I first got it, when I opened the box, my friend Gina was staying at my house, and so she videoed me. Playing with my dog with it, and I made all these weird noises. Do you have the video there, Jason?
Our video cloud is actually in the process of crashing, so I'm trying to fix it from the back end. It should be up in the next couple minutes.
We keep our video cloud on I-35 at 183,
yeah,
and
so
it was run over by an 18-wheeler
right
today.
But let me just show you what the video was of. I'll do a live reenactment of it, because my dog's in studio today. He had surgery yesterday, so and he's not very happy. Mm-hmm. Boo boy, come here. Where is he? Blue.
He's busy being grumpy.
Come here, look.
Oh, there he goes.
What's this? Come here, look. Meh, meh, meh. Meh, 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 meh. Meh, meh.
Oh, that's a beaver noise?
Oh, this one.
So Blue is trying to
this
eat.
This is like the worst version of what does the fox say ever,
right?
What does the beaver say? Get it, Blue. Get it. Yeah.
You're going to lose a hand.
Yeah. This your greatest Amazon purchase ever.
That's not how Blue rolls.
No, that's he lets go. He doesn't bite people. He bites. He bite beavers.
That's like a fast world.
But isn't this the coolest thing? So, well, no, it stinks. Is Ew, it? Blue, you stink. No more biting the beaver. But sorry, I don't know. So when I was a child, I was probably about 8 years old, and somehow someone thought it was a good idea to get me a beaver hand puppet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't remember who it was?
I don't remember where it came from,
like
who
a
gave
family
it to
member
me.
Or something.
And my mum's got the worst memory ever, so she won't remember where it came from. Mm. But I had it, and I remember taking it to school to show and tell because it was my favorite thing, and doing little puppet shows with it. And it was a little bit different than this one. This one's very dark brown. My other one was a little bit lighter, and maybe it was two-tone. So I was slightly disappointed when I first saw it in the box. Look at his little tail.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
He's furry,
Jason
except for on
his
tail. Feet, yeah. You know, touch
his,
my beaver's
his
feet.
Tail
right there.
Is weirdly tackified.
Hi, Jason.
No, that's fine. Hello. You're in my personal space, beaver. Thank
Good
you very
to see
much.
You. But I don't know what's so funny about a hand puppet, but.
It's so strange.
All right. It's so awesome.
On Amazon like Prime Day, what did Deb pay for her? Unless you guys already know.
I do know, I think. So it's just going to have to
do?
Be you and Nick. Well, because I was looking
oh,
at
right.
it at the
when
same
was,
time for you to
yeah.
see if there was a
you
lower
assisted
price.
With Deb's beaver, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
I try to help out when I can. Mm-hmm. I'm a giver.
He yeah. is. It's very helpful.
Nick?
I'm going to say like $80.
$80? I
for
mean, I'll
beaver?
Just bid $1, Bob, but
that's
I...
That's the going rate on Rumberg.
It's got to be $19.99.
Yeah. It was like $18.63
really
or something ridiculous.
Went over, but...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. my official bid was
$1. But I mean, honestly, for $20... That a beaver hand puppet is well worth it. Look how much fun yeah. I just had with my dog. And we'll be posting the video of
it's up now.
It's can I try
up?
It on?
Yeah.
No, that's
my
beaver. You're
there.
Putting your hand in there.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Deb teased us posting a picture of 101X.com of just an Amazon Prime box. Mm-hmm. I said it was our best Amazon Prime purchase of all time.
Oh, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
And you still stand by that?
Yeah. Haven't received anything since.
Well, yeah, because you left it in the studio over the weekend.
Well, no, but Alex was here when I did it, and I wanted to take it home because I didn't want anyone to steal it. But also, I feel like I'll have more fun with it here.
Ah, so this is like your work
toy. Because I can put a little puppet show on for you under the table.
If you didn't hear on Friday, it's a beaver. It's a beaver puppet.
It's a beaver puppet. I had one.
Deb has yearned for since she was just a small girl.
It's
right behind you.
Yeah, it's right there looking over your shoulder. Well, no, actually looking up at the ceiling because his head won't look down unless you stick your hand up his bum and move it.
I've had that problem before.
Yeah. Oh, is that really? Is that what makes your head move?
Oh, no.
That's nice to know. Oh, but no, I had one when I was little. I was in first school. I was probably 6.
I'm definitely going to look down if someone's messing with my mom.
Yeah, he looks down.
Yeah,
you're going to feel a little pressure.
Yeah. And I don't know whether I left him at school. Little Beaver. I called him Beaver. His name was Beaver. Uh-huh. And I don't know if I left him at school.
You named him Beaver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, honestly, when you're a kid, you give your teddy bears names that are pretty obvious. Like, there was Beaver. There was Moley.
I don't know. You lost me in the second one.
And then I had Big Ted and Little Ted.
My teddy bear was named Pumby. I was creative with the names. Pumby? I don't think it's everybody.
No, that's because you were just a soft-minded child and didn't know what a teddy bear was.
Alex's teddy bear was a fourth-level wizard.
Right.
Okay, you know, he had a whole character sheet.
Did he have a story arc?
He would have. He would be higher than fourth level. He had all the adventures we went on together.
So, yeah, Deb.
He had a tie of +5 plushness.
Friday, Deb unveiled her Amazon beaver, and she put on a little puppet show for us, and it included just adorable beaver noises.
I don't know if they're actual beaver noises. Uh-huh. I didn't know, but when I first got it at home, I was playing with my dog, and so I was making... it was kind of my impression of kind of what a squirrel sounds like to me when they go for my dog, because they're like...
Yeah, yeah.
They sit on the fence, and they wag their tails, and they...
Yeah.
Tease my dog.
Well, it turned
sorry,
into...
Sorry, that noise probably sounds really bad coming down the radio, because it sounds bad in my ear holes.
It turned into an improvised live-on-the-air version of What Does the Beaver Say? Our take on the classic Fox song from a year or some ago. But Nick went into the lab after the show was over.
He's working on this for so long.
Oh, no.
So we have an official version now. This is a Nick Hajda production.
Last week, it was Amazon Prime Day, and the best thing that I've ever bought is this guy.
Oh, my God. Deb is wearing
The beaver?
A beaver hand puppet.
Hello.
Wait, that's how the beaver talks?
No, because you don't... I mean, wait,
can
hang on.
Can
you
fit the finger in there?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
How are you doing? Hi, guys.
I don't know what beavers do, but when I was a kid...
Hang on, they don't
talk.
This
is the voice that you designated for the beaver?
No, okay, so...
What the...
Beaver.
Say...
Beaver. Beaver. Beaver.
What does the beaver say?
This is the dumbest thing we've ever done. Of all the things that we've ever done, this is the dumbest. Deb was about to throw up laughing so hard.
Dude, so Nick sent me that on Friday, and I was on the road driving to Oklahoma, and I almost had to pull over because I was laughing so hard. I was like,
I'm literally about to puke up.
Beaver. Beaver. Well done, Nick. Beaver. You did it again, man.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Go.
Google game. You auto complete me, yeah. Google game. You auto complete me, yeah.
Oh, please, Deb, show me your search results.
What do you think you know, Google? Get out of here, Google.
Google knows.
Get on the bus. You're typing something into Google. You're not even done. And it's like, I know what you're looking for. Making auto completions predictions. We play a game where Nick tells us something he's inputted into Google, and Deb and I will try to guess what the number one suggestion auto completion that Google makes is. Quarter points for top five answers. Nick, let's do it, man. What's the first one?
First one is Dave. And of course, all of these have a space unless indicated otherwise at the end.
You know the worst thing about having food poisoning is trying to work out. The thought of working out.
Yeah.
Like I called in sick 2 days ago. My trainer, I was like, I cannot imagine going up to House of Gains with no air conditioning and doing a strenuous workout right now. But yesterday I worked out at New Fit and I was like, please just take it easy on me. I really can't go. Can't go too hard. Can't go too hard. Everything's very delicate. Dave. Oh. All right. I got number one answer, I think. For some reason, my brain was all Wendy's. Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas?
Yeah.
Get down with some Dave Thomas. Obviously, Dave Grohl. It's the best Dave that exists. But I don't think people are Googling that. I think people are Googling arguably the second best actor in his family, Dave Franco.
Been a guest on this show.
Yeah.
Sat in this chair that I have, yeah, currently have my feet on.
That was a good ass movie.
We made out
ran,
in the janitor closet on his
what?
Way out. Never mind.
Okay.
I've got Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Number one answer, Dave and Buster's.
Oh, that's a good one, I suppose.
But in the top five is Dave Franco, so quarter point for Jason.
All right.
Followed by Matthews Band, Ramsey, and Ruben.
Yeah. So I thought about that Dave Matthews Band for a second there, too. But. Was that a Dave Matthews thing?
Look, I'm very fragile today, all right? Very fragile.
It was like part Dave Matthews Band, but also part Lizetta Spanish language radio. Like Dave Matthews Band is like, and then Lizetta is like,
like I told you, I'm very sensitive today. You do a good air trumpet. You're good at that.
All right, I have a quarter point, Deb with zero, but still anybody's game. Well, a long way to go. What's next, Nick?
Number two is Helen.
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 I'm ready. Gotta make this quick, guys.
No, yeah.
Gotta
make this quick.
I gotta be somewhere.
All right. I can go quick, I guess. Helen. Helen, Helen, Helen. I'm not nuts about the spelling situation here, but I think that looks right. I put Helen Mirren, Total Smoke Show, Helen Mirren.
I doubled down on your Total Smoke Show. I got Helen Mirren, too.
Number one answer, Helen Keller.
Oh.
Helen Mirren is in the top five.
She's a very important Helen, that Keller.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt's in there, Helen of Troy, Helen Mirren, and then Helen Reddy.
Helen Hunt is ahead of Mirren?
Helen
yes.
Hunt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make out with her in the janitor closet?
There was no janitor closet. It was on a red carpet.
Oh.
Probably would have, though. She starred in one of my favorite films of all time. She wasn't the star. She was the co-star.
As good as it gets?
No, girls just want to have fun. Come on.
Okay. She in Twister?
Who
yeah.
Was?
Yeah.
Okay. Should have said Twister. That would have made a better thing. All right. Half point for me. Deb has a quarter point. What's the next one?
Chicken.
I've never interviewed a chicken. Watching a Facebook video the other day. If you guys don't follow the dodo, you should. If you're a big animal lover like me, you should follow the dodo. But this guy has a pet chicken, and he takes her everywhere. Like, to the beach. To restaurants. It's nuts.
I was reading a thing about how apparently there are luxury chickens. Like, if you're super rich, you just have these chickens that have, like, these fancy, like, lofts
feathers.
And nests, and they wear, like, diapers and just stuff like, they're totally living the better life than any of us.
Wow.
Stupid chickens.
Chickens aren't stupid. They're actually extraordinarily smart.
Yeah, you can cut off their head and they still run around. Can't be that smart.
That's just a reflex. I'm ready.
I feel like I got to decide which way I'm going to go on this and just make that my policy forever. Recipes.
But you can't
recipes.
It's never the same.
Today, in the name of chicken, I am a chicken recipes guy.
Are you sticking? This is going to be your way forward forever?
I guess so. Maybe, probably. That seems
depends
like...
Depends if it's right or not.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever the answer is right now, because that's definitely number one.
What if it's not number one, and every time you want to put recipe, you have to put whatever the number one answer is? Like if restaurant.
It's, if it's shack. Chicken shack.
Or what if it's my answer? Little.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's
number
pretty
one good. Answer. Chicken Express.
Come
is that
on.
Even here?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the Chicken Express. They're like the shortstop, but for chickens, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it then. Come on. Every time you want to put recipes, you've got to put Express.
All right. In the top five.
Do I get a quarter?
Chicken recipes.
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to take it now?
And then chicken pox, chicken salad recipe, and then chicken salad chick.
Stupid. You got three quarters to my quarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 0.75 to 0.25. Scoring is awesome in this game. What's the fourth one, Nick?
Green.
Oh, I know this one. Express. I'm ready. Oh, wait, did they change the name? I don't care anymore.
What?
I'm phoning it in, guys.
What happened?
I think I have a temperature.
Uh-oh.
You hear that, Jay? Are you happy with your choice? You happy with what you did there?
Maybe he didn't hear that I had food poisoning.
Maybe this will be her Michael Jordan flu game.
Did he have a good game on flu?
Yeah. Yeah. Green.
Green.
Oh. Oh, no. I'll tell you all what right. my... Oh, no. Ready? Once you've answered.
I'm trying to think of some local green establishment. Green Mesquite Barbecue, isn't that a place?
That's a thing.
Let's just... I'm punting and taking a quarter point. Green Day. My answer. Flange! Flange!
You know, flange is not a good slang word in England.
Oh, really? What is it?
I told you the other day. Yeah. I got one you haven't.
Do you know this song? I just was taking this opportunity to play Jesus Suburbia, but you were singing pretty close to the right thing.
I don't know the words, but I know the song. I've heard it.
Yeah.
Maybe only the beginning bit. I think probably from you playing it on our show. plus they're very predictable. You were looking for that.
We would call that catchy.
You were looking for the local establishment.
Yeah.
I put this down and then I was like, oh, I think they changed their name. But like I said, my brain don't care no more. Mm. So I've just got green pastures. Ooh. But when you were going green, 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 I went, ooh, Green Hall. Oh, no, Green Hall is spelled differently.
Right.
So pastures.
What do you got, Jason?
I have Green Day.
Green Day.
Oh, right. That's why I played the whole thing. I thought there's a random Green Day song you're playing.
Damn it. It's like Beetlejuice.
Number one answer, Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Followed by Green Lantern, Green Belt, Green Pastures Austin.
Freaking frack.
And Dot.
And Dot?
Dot.
No Green Day?
No Green Day.
That is a... That is an embarrassment. That is not cool, man.
Still, Jason is in the head three quarters to a quarter point.
What's the last one, Nick? I'm going to just let the Green Day play a little bit.
What do I do if I lost my...
Oh.
Ooh. That's a longer one, then. All right.
If I lost my...
Space. Yeah. If I lost my...
I'm probably going to put the same thing.
Really? What do I do if I lost my...
You trying to trick your brain into answering?
What did you say? Did I get my television fixed?
Yeah.
Remember Remember I told you earlier, Jason, this was off air.
Yeah.
One of the symptoms of my food poisoning is a progressively bad headache throughout the day, but usually doesn't start until about noon or one.
This is fixing you up.
Just bringing it on early. Early onset headache, thanks to Green Day.
You know, this song is 9 minutes long.
Oh, for the love of Jesus Christ.
Because it's like
it's perfect for this game.
It's like a medley. It's like five different parts. This is in the rock opera era of Green Day. Like, watch, they're about to change it right here. Maybe not here. Hang on.
Another 4 minutes?
Well, let's just give our answers and we can still listen.
I put passport.
Oh, no way, dude. iPhone.
Oh.
Number one answer. What do I do if I lost my passport?
Oh, for the love of crap. I'm sorry, Jay.
In the top five, W-2, car title, driver's license, car keys.
Not phone?
No iPhone.
Who cares about a passport? Actually, it's very important, isn't it? That's a good point. I've got to find my passport, my green card. Guys, which one should I use? The one with
card.
The good haircut or the bad haircut?
Wait, what's that?
I've got two, haven't I?
Oh, you got two passports?
No, sorry, green card. This is how we do
it. Drew, congratulations, my man.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. Time for Deb's I Love You call. Let's baby say I love you too, or Deb's gonna kill us all.
Deb calls that random business. Gotta get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Jacksonville's best caregivers in Jacksonville, Florida. Get yourself some Florida care.
I think this might be more serious than what I would need, right? I just need someone
while I try to connect you.
You know, do you know what they do, Nick? I need someone to pick up the dog crap in my back garden. It's cold now. It's good. It's mushy.
I play quality jams while you're on hold.
It's going to send me to sleep.
That's going to send you to sleep? Uh-oh.
Best caregivers.
Hi, this is the caregiver's place. Hello.
This is the home health.
Hi.
Home health agency.
Yeah, hi. I just had surgery on Monday, and it's just on my thumb, but it's incapacitated my entire left arm. Is this the right type of place to call for help with things?
Okay, are you trying to get assistance to help you with bathing just for a few weeks or to help you around the house? What
type
of work are you looking for?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of everything. I have to do a bit of light shopping. I've got a dog who could do with going for a walk. I've got some dog poop that needs to be picked up in the back garden. maybe some light sweeping.
What about light bathing?
Maybe bathing, yeah, that sounds nice. What's the cost and all that?
Okay, and the only thing that's wrong with you is that you've had surgery on your thumb.
Oh, no, there's lots of things wrong
with
her.
Yeah, I mean, I've got asthma as well, acid reflux, but that's not really a disability or anything. Sometimes I'm very tired.
The surgery was done.
Oh, it was on Monday.
So the surgery was done on Monday?
Yep.
You said, okay, and... let's see here. So you had surgery on Monday on your thumb. Which hand, left or right?
Left.
That's important.
Okay. And are you able basically to walk on your own, or are you on a walker, wheelchair?
Well, it's annoying because I used to be able to walk on my hands, and now I can't. But I can walk on my feet. But I am still at fall risk, I think, when I take my drugs, the pain pills.
Okay.
They make me feel weird.
Okay, what I'm trying to find out... Yes, ma'am. What I'm trying to find out from you is, are you in a wheelchair? Do you walk on a walker?
No.
None of those?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a wheelchair, though. But don't they give you one for a bad hand, do they?
I'm not sure what your doctor prescribed for you.
A blue wedge thing.
I don't know what your doctor prescribed to you for any type of durable medical equipment. That's something you all would have had to discuss.
Oh, right. Got it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Our charges, our services... usually start around $17 an hour.
$17 an hour. So if I just need them to come in for an hour or two a day, I can do that? Is there a minimum amount of hours a day?
Usually we do a minimum of four.
Okay.
Because usually we have to come in. Usually when we have to come in, give a bath, cook, and do some cleaning, it usually takes longer than an hour.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the bath, I want to be at least an hour. Does it? Do you have male or female attendants?
We have both.
Okay. Excellent. I think a man would be best. He'd be stronger.
Okay. And do you live here in Jacksonville?
Yes, just around the corner. Not too far from you, I don't think.
Okay.
So let me, I'm going to run this by my doctor and see if my insurance is going to cover it, which I think it will. And then if it does, I'm going to call you back and book that nice strong man to give me a bath.
All righty, just, you know, there would have to be, we have to sign a contract, and by law, according to state law, we have to come out and do an assessment.
The situation. You know, make sure my home is safe and such.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I hear you on that one. You don't want sending your good employees out to some weirdo's home, right?
Well, it's not a weirdo's home. It's just we have to follow law, the state laws.
Right, I get it. All right, well, let me check with my doc and my insurance, and I will give you a call back. Thank you so much for answering all my questions. You're so very helpful.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And what was your name when I call back?
Oh, the name is Rosalind Jones.
Thank you, Miss Jones. You're a gem.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, love you, Rosalind.
Love you too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Don't need money.
Don't take fame. Oh my God, that takes so long. It takes so long. Oh, I think there was a delay on her phone as well.
I think it might be a delay in her brain.
No.
But, you know, who knows? Something. That's the power of love. That was an informative discussion, though. So, like,
I must have had a nap during that. That went on so long.
Can I, can I hire somebody for $17 an hour to come give me a bath?
Look, no one wants to bathe you.
Well, listen, none of them want to do that, but
nothing
that's their
wrong
job.
You,
okay?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Craigslist for
but
that.
But it's like I'm treating it like a luxury experience. Is that?
Do you still have any crutches? You could say you got a leg injury.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
They are pouring in at a rapid rate. Let's see here. Massey tweets at Jason and Deb, says, DJ professional, are you not? Nerd from Cedar Park, DJ Lethal, bring the noise. Thanks for that, Dick Man. It was a nice surprise during the commercial. It could only be better if you played it in the middle of a Scott Elder commercial. Davis the Door Guy, that commercial got dope. Hashtag whoops. Hashtag DJ Lethal. Yeah, there's like a dozen of them.
Oh,
up here.
I'm sure. All right.
What did you guys do?
I'll come out and tell the truth. Jason wasn't in the room. Nick picked up a piece of paper that was adjacent to the touch screen.
Don't touch my stuff, man.
And it was a piece of paper that fired off the DJ Lethal clip.
Did the whole thing play?
No, I got over there and turned it off, but probably to here before I could jump out of my seat and get over there. But you just made it up for everyone.
Yeah. It's funny because we got two of these as well before the DJ Lethal tweet started pouring in. Matt says, watering plain dirt to magically sprout grass is going to be a hard DQA to top, Jason.
Yeah, you are really dumb.
And
on that
Pete
one.
Leander says, is your DQA dumber than if I water the dirt, will grass grow? Hashtag DJ Lethal during commercials. Look, that's not, first of all, I don't know that the answer is no. Okay.
If there's no grass seed there, grass isn't just going to magically appear.
But it did, okay? At one time...
It's probably weeds.
No, once upon a time, the first grass sprouted from the dirt, okay? It's in the earth. The grass is in there.
Are you talking about once upon a time, like in the history of the planet?
Yeah, but the first grass
millions
sprouted
of years
out
ago.
Of... Yeah.
Wow. Wow, we did get dumb.
You, like,
dude, everybody
back
knows.
Before there was a Home Depot where you'd go buy some Scott's feed and whatever, grass just came from the dirt. It's possible.
Wow.
See, the grass crawled up out of the oceans, Jason. Don't teach creationism, okay?
All right. Okay, but no, dumb question, Amnesty, and as I explained, you guys feel free to laugh at this one because I understand this is stupid. But maybe, maybe we've stumbled onto an innovation that could help the world.
Doubt it.
Moms, I need your attention. And Deb is going to try and portray this as offensive to you and that I'm being a jerk. But no, I celebrate you. I think that you are the heroes of this world.
Okay? Even though you don't allow them to swear.
I just think that you... No, it's not that you're not allowed to swear. Just think that, you know, mothers should hold themselves to a... You don't have to be throwing them out so willy-nilly, Beyonce, okay?
Slow your roll.
Just watch your mouth,
stay
all right?
Stay in your lane. Watch your mouth.
Okay, so this... And we don't need to explain the origins of the conversation, but this is something that was born in this studio yesterday when we were off the air.
Uh-oh. That's never a good thing.
So, having children... producing children and the things that come with it.
Wait, you mean have actually giving birth?
Yeah, has known to take a toll, have an effect on a woman's breasts. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Some women do see massive changes.
Right.
Others see some. Others see none.
After you've cranked out a couple kids, they're just not as
again for some
as
women
vibrant
yes.
as once was the case. Right?
For some women, yes.
All right.
For a lot of women, yes.
And it is, I am under the belief that at least part of that is the breastfeeding portion of the child rearing.
Somewhat, yes, but not every woman can breastfeed and they can still have a direct effect on their breasts. So somewhat.
Dumb question amnesty. Ladies, moms, if you restricted your breastfeeding to just one side... Could you then preserve some of the integrity of one of your breasts, so as to? I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like you, just,
Jason's being just, selfish, right? Single moms out there. Just in case you ever get single, he wants to have one good old days boob for him.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it's you like, just cover up the boob you've used for your kids, yeah, so he doesn't have to see that gross thing.
No, again, moms, the heroes of the world. I have nothing but love and respect for you.
But I want one of those boobs.
But if you, yes, don't you
save one for me?
If you could keep one of them, you know, more.
What would be the point in having two unmatching boobs?
Because then you'd have one, like one for the kids and one for dad.
I just love the idea of Jason getting married and having a kid and just going there and like glaring, like just mad dogging your kid. You stay away from that left one. That's mine. Okay, that's mine.
Oh,
here,
my God.
Let's dismiss
so gross.
The jerk angle here. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Is it physiologically possible? Does that make the human body sense?
The milk goes to both breasts, right?
Right.
And if you've just had a baby and you're breastfeeding, then you're continually making more milk. So what do you want her to do? Is she allowed to pump the milk out of the other breast? Or
I don't know.
Because the milk needs to get, if she's able to lactate and there is breast milk inside, it's got to come out. Otherwise, it's painful.
Yeah, I don't think that it is the suckling that is doing the dilapidation. It is.
I really hope the boss is listening today.
Why?
And he's not happy with any of this.
What are you talking about? This is.
You know what I'm talking about.
Here's what I think would, if it's as possible.
You can't stop the milk
body,
from going to one.
The human body knows how to work, okay? Evolution. It's brilliant, okay? And if the left one, let's just assume it's the left one. If the left one just never gets used, your body is going to know, stop sending it down.
Wow.
So is that dumber than if you water the dirt? Well, look.
You know what? I don't know what to say. I'm actually speechless. Tweet at us @JasonandDeb. Was that dumber than if you wore dirt?
No,
grass
I want to know the answer. Would you?
No, you can no. There's no way you can tell the human body to not make milk in the left breast.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
We have a little segment where producer Nick, who is an angry individual, an angry young man, gets the opportunity to hit the release valve on some of the anger pressure that has built up. A segment we call Dear Redacted.
Nick Costa gets blood hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and keeps him from going insane.
I thought Deb was the only female on the show.
I can tag, that's funny. Deb, Deb out sick again today, this is normally the spot where we do C of the Week, so I thought Dear Redacted, a perfect replacement, have some irrational anger directed at someone to try and alleviate the pain you feel from your own shortcomings.
Nick just slammed so much Monster into his body.
Right,
like
right.
Half a can.
That's a lot, and it's a big can.
Not the biggest I got.
Do you believe that no matter what the size of the can is, that's one serving?
No, that's crazy. But you can say that. Like, just like, I just had a can of Red Bull. That's fine.
So yeah, the idea is Nick redacts the name of the person whose anger, who his anger is directed at, so nobody gets their feelings hurt. We don't get sued, but usually, you know who he's talking about. What do you got, Nick?
Dear Redacted, crushed ice is a scam, and do not put it in my drink. Now, fans of the sports podcast may have heard some of this yesterday, but this is how strongly I feel about it.
This is retreaded, Dear Redacted?
It was originally a Dear Redacted that was apparently seeped through into non-Dear Redacted space.
Right.
But, yeah. And, in fact, I will go so far as to say that all ice in fountain drinks is a scam.
All ice.
What?
Yeah, just it comes out of the machine cold. Like, who goes to like a McDonald's and gets a soda and just lets it sit there for 2 hours before they finish it?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
I mean, even if you did that, the ice would then have melted and diluted your soda. It would be even worse at that point, right?
Like,
to be fair, not all soda machines dispense it cold. McDonald's does.
Okay.
Not all fast food places do.
Who doesn't? Don't go there.
Almost all the other ones, actually.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys have done the research on this, I guess, but...
There's a whole thing that McDonald's recently came out with about why their soda is better than anybody else's, and that was one of the reasons.
But your beef is that you're getting less soda then.
Yes.
You want more soda for your money.
And you know what? When they gave me just the regular ice, I was like, okay, fine. When they devised a smaller ice that fits closer together, thus limiting the overall volume of soda that
you're talking
get,
about, like Sonic style ice.
I'm not saying names because this is Dear Redacted.
Right.
But yeah, your little tiny crushed ice, I'm on to you. And people will be like, oh, it's fun because I like to chew ice, and so the little crushed ice is already halfway crushed, so it's more easy to. Blah, 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 blah. No, you're falling for it
as a.
Flam man came to town and you signed up for his wares.
As an 18-year employee of Sonic, my sister would tell you that some people come there just for the ice.
My mom does.
They don't even want soda. Yep. They want the ice.
Some people wear shorts in the winter. That doesn't mean you put them, that you should listen to them.
All right.
Like, people do lots of crazy things, my friend. Look at the world we live in.
I'll refer you to 101x.com for a more in-depth explanation of Nick's hatred of price. And
my whole point with this is I recently made this decision that I am not going to put up with this ice in my drinks. Mm-hmm. And now when I go to places that aren't Ken's Tacos, because they don't. Anyway.
What's Ken's Tacos have to do with it?
I just like them.
Okay.
They put ice in their sodas too. But just my point is that you should not be afraid to tell the driver.
This one all over the place.
Shut up. Do not be afraid to tell the drive-through. What are you doing, man?
This is his time.
What?
That's like twice in a row you've interrupted me. I know you like pushing buttons, but Christ. Don't be afraid.
Interruption number three. Nick, you get worse every time.
That was directed at me.
Don't be afraid to tell the drive-thru speaker that you don't want ice in your drink. It's fine. It's totally acceptable to do that.
101x.com on our podcast. It also includes a helpful tip from me on how to get a free Chipotle soda. I can tell you right now, but that would ruin my whole, driving traffic to the website. See what I did there?
You just order online first, and then you... Oh, is it not fun when somebody ruins a thing you're doing? My bad. Dear Redacted! Don't make me think that I can skip a video on your web browsing service streaming thing if I cannot, in fact, skip that video.
That's terrible.
You put the little box up there with a timer, like in 5 seconds, I'm going to be able to click it and skip it. But no, it goes to 30 seconds. That's un-American.
Agreed, YouTube.
I'm not saying rules. They even get like more. I mean, I guess they get more clicks if they make you sit through the whole thing. But like, you get more. They get more clicks for an ad that you skip than they ad that just plays and you ignore.
Yeah, but they're not concerned about that. It's views for them.
I just... It's just, that's just shady business practices. I would expect better of you. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
YouTube, you're supposed to be a public utility. You're letting us down.
Seriously, man, they should do that. Why is the internet just not like the roads and the power?
What do you mean?
It should be like a thing that the government just gives.
Take over the internet, is what you're saying?
That's a very complicated debate that's happening right now in government.
That's why I'm not net neutral. Wait, is that bad? Which is the one I want to be.
Net neutrality is good.
Then, yeah, I am neutral. But still angry.
I'm trying to interact as little as possible so as to not ruin anything that you're going for right now.
But you like to say ruin because you know that that upsets him.
What are you talking about?
I thought you just mispronounced ruin on purpose.
No, I wouldn't do something like that.
Nope,
that
seems like I'm in his brain.
That would be a dick move.
I'm making changes.
I wouldn't do that. Do you have anything else or was that it?
I mean, I'm sure if you keep talking, I'll come up with something here. Nick Costa gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says,
"Dear Redacted," and it keeps him from going insane. I thought Deb was the only female on the show.
I
can
tag Mark Spike. I will also say, though, this is not an official Dear Redacted yet, but we mentioned the company that makes my Gems games, and I have seen no changes to my account on the back end.
Oh, right. We thought you'd get all juiced up.
It hasn't happened yet.
Right.
What are you doing, man?
Rob tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Nick sounds weird. Does he need to have his mic collaborated? Probably.
Stop collaborate.
David in Liberty Hill says, Nick's point is very European. They give you just a few cubes over there for that reason. Hashtag Sonic does have too much ice. Is that your effort to fill in for Deb? Is that you're slanting your opinions more European now?
Whatever it takes to get a change enacted with the ice situation. Uh-huh. If I have to... The global warming, climate change, stop wasting all the ice on my drinks. We should be shipping that to the North Pole. Keep the polar bears cold. Dr. Pepper's fine at like 70 degrees.
Sonic
okay.
starts a charity to save the polar bears.
You should be able to just donate your ice.
Right.
Right, like when you opt out of ice, they send that
just
much to...
pay it forward.
Right.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Shoving me up in the 8 o'clock hour once again. We got Lumineers tickets we're going to give you later on today. I will tell you guys, let me just do the punchline first. That way you guys don't have to do it. We don't need any no wonder your wife left you. That's why you're not married anymore, Jason. Here we go. Let me check with my wife guy. Don't be that guy. Or you know what? Do be it's fine. I'm interested in the protocols of let me check with my wife.
Does this said husband have children?
One does, one does not. I think I've probably done this exact that guy before. We've explored this before, certainly. But yeah, last week when we were setting up golf for Sunday, already booked for this Sunday, every ranch in Round Rock. What's up? That's 4 weeks in a row I've played, guys. I'm getting good. If I keep this pace up when I turn 50, Champions Tour, here we come. Here we come. But yeah, I had two different guys who said, it was like, hey, 9:18 tee time Sunday morning, you in? And they're like, that sounds awesome. Let me check with my wife. And I'm like,
listen, why you gotta hate on this?
I'm not hating. I'm not hating. I want to explore. I just want to understand. I'm trying to educate myself on how, on human psychology and how this system works.
Well, now that you have a bumbolina and a bumbolito, there are considerations that need to be made. Now, let's just take out the fact that your darling has a son. Just say you're just two people with no kids dating.
Right.
Like myself and San Antonio guy.
That was...
If something comes up like Valentine's Day, we're going to be at Pluckers, anti-Valentine's Day. Come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. What, 7 to 9 are we there? But 75 Cent Wings are all Pluckers on and Valentine's Day.
Promotional message on fleek.
Kind of.
Nailed it.
Bud Light specials as well. But I double-checked with him. I was like, hey... You know, the station wants me to work, Pluckers wants you to see, is that cool? And he's like, yeah, of course. And even if he wants to go and see a show or
you had to check with your husband for a work engagement?
No, I wanted to check if that was all right for him, you know, for him to come to. And but even so, like, if you're going to make plans that affect the other person, like AKA them not being there because you guys are married and live together, you should. It's not like, can I have permission? When I say, when people say check with, it's like, do we have anything else on our calendar? Do we have it? Do we have something with the kids?
Oh,
do
so
you have something planned?
I see
planned
what you're saying.
So I can't
the wife
go?
Is like the secretary, personal assistant who keeps the calendar and the book and all of that stuff.
Wow.
That, I'm asking you. That's
wow,
what you just said.
Jason.
It's like, do we have something on my calendar? He's like, so when my friend said, let me check with my wife, I assume he pushed a button and he was like, Claire, Sunday. What do I have on Sunday? Is that what you're indicating? I'm confused.
Wow, woke you, take, Jason.
You said it. It's not
woke
me. You're trying to put
take.
It back on me, all right?
Woke take.
Okay, look, if I understand the kid angle one, because, yeah, once you have that kid, now you're on call or you're on the clock 24/7.
So let's talk about the guy who's just married, no kids.
Yeah, okay,
what
let's
if,
talk about that guy,
okay.
Trevin.
What if Lee, Mrs. Trevin,
whoa, Trevin is a noted personality. You don't have to say people's.
You didn't have to call him out.
No.
What if she wanted to go to brunch on Sunday morning or church or whatever it is, and he and she hadn't told him yet, but because she thought they were just free that Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he booked golf because he thought they were just free. If she wanted to go to brunch, she should have checked with her husband.
And she probably would, like he's going to check with her about golf.
Here's the thing. People are forgetful as well. Maybe they made plans to go and hang out with the Joneses or the in-laws, and he forgot. That's why he's going, I'm going to check with my wife. Do I need to be reminded of something? Do we have something? You know, also, Jason, let me check with my boyfriend. Okay. Is a great, I'm not sure if I can do this.
I can't make it.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's like, I don't want to go, so I'll use him as the excuse.
I have.
Not that I've ever done that, friends. Ever.
No, I agree. As somebody who, why do something when you could not do that thing? I think that's tremendous. But I'll tell you, in this particular golf instance, let me check with my wife guy, the one who was married, played golf with us on Sunday morning, had a great time. The one who was not married, he sent a sad text message, I can't go. And then me and the rest of our group sent fun pictures of us to Trevin on the radio all day saying, Trevin, we're having such an awesome time. Wish you were here, buddy.
God, you're a dick.
Anyway,
why couldn't he go? Did he tell you?
I would rather not discuss Trevin's business. That's
you're the one who keeps bringing up his name.
His name is fine. His name airs on this radio station all the time. His business, that's not on me to speak upon, okay?
Wow, I see by the look on your face you don't approve of him not coming for this reason.
No, I don't want to talk about whether or not Trevin's wife is unreasonable, okay?
Shots fired.
I don't think that's...
Wow.
I don't want to discuss whether or not eternity is long enough for them to spend time together and that, you know, whether 5 hours away from her.
5 hours? Hours on a weekend day when you're at work all day and don't see your husband. Yeah, that's a long part of the day, Jason.
No, but they're together forever after, okay? There's millions of... Millions? There's hours and hours and hours that they're going to spend time together. Yeah. But I don't want to talk about that.
That would
not be cool.
Unreasonable
Here,
jerk.
Let me just ask
Good
you
luck with your new partnership. Bumbleina, hope you're listening.
Let me just lob up a couple of scenarios and you tell me, because I'm interested what rises to the level of let me check with my wife on that.
Okay.
All right. Let's say your friend calls you. They just got laid off from their job and they're going to happy hour today at 6 o'clock. Can you make it? Is that a I'll be there or is that a let me check with my wife?
That's a personal decision. I don't know. That just depends on the relationship and the friendship.
As a whole, can we not do as if you were writing a let me check with my wife handbook, would that rise to the level of let me check with my wife?
I don't know. Look, there are some people that have that have like a routine in their life. You and me, we fly by the seat of our pants, dude. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard for us to realize that people have schedules. But especially if you have kids, you come home from work, you have dinner with your family, you've got bath time with the kids or reading with the kids or helping with homework.
Right.
Or maybe even taking them to soccer practice or whatever it is.
For the sake of simplicity, let's eliminate kids, all right?
All right.
One of your favoritest bands of all times, The Format, just announced that they're playing a show in Phoenix on April the 3rd, and you want to go. Can you just go fire up the Southwest points and book it? Let me check with my wife?
Well, it's not just that. It's like, do we have the finances right now to do this? Is that okay? Again, you and I fly by the seat of our pants. We don't ask permission for anyone for anything.
So you think you can just fly to Arizona
I'm just
going to do this.
I'm just asking what's
here are the
bar?
Rules. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you check with them.
And it's not to ask for permission.
Yes.
Let's say,
it's to say, hey.
They don't have to do it. They want to do it.
Yeah. I'm at Target to pick up air freshener.
This guy's almost 40, everybody, and he hasn't figured these things out
I'm
yet.
At Target to pick up air freshener, but while I'm there, I see a sweet pair of jeans, and they're on sale. Jeans, $39.99. Can I grab them, or do I have to? Is that a let me check with my wife? Can I buy these jeans?
Buy the jeans.
I don't know. You just said when you're in a relationship,
but the whole
thing
of like the golf, things that take up your time.
Not only that, but is money too. Like if you wanted to buy a new flat screen TV and you just randomly went and did it, and yet you and your wife were jointly saving for a holiday or a trip for your child to go somewhere, like that's
you
out of the question.
So don't you got to check with the wife on a flat screen TV.
I believe in relationships where you're sharing money. Right. If you're sharing money, if you got your own money, do what you want with your own money. And I know lots of couples that have separate checkings. And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's big purchases, you better check.
What about jeans?
Get your own jeans.
So jeans is okay?
And that's also, did you really buy jeans from Target?
What if you're at the drive-thru and the guy's like, do you want to supersize that? Should I call my wife?
Jeans is okay. Mancha pizza is okay. You don't have to get permission to get a second pizza on your way to get your third pizza. It's fine.
For the smartest guy that I know, you're stupid.
What are you talking about? Okay, you and your wife are at a wedding, okay?
And you see a bridesmaid, you're like, oh, she's kind of hot. Do you
have
to check with
my wife?
Yes, check with your wife.
You took my joke.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.